Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we lift you up.
Incredible obstacles in your life.
We lift you up, God, and we glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lords of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody else that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind. And we just want to exalt you. We want to magnify your God. We want to glorify your Lord because you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none like you, God, now, then, and even to come. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are omnipotent and omnipresent. You are he who was and who is to come. You are he who was, who is, and is to come. You are he who was, who is, and is to come. You are great. You are marvelous, God. There's nobody that can compare. There's nobody that is equal to your God. And we just want to exalt your holy name. We want to give you our best praise. We want to give you our best worship. We want to lift you up on today, God, because we know that you are worthy. It is due you, Lord. We are not going to be consumed, Father God, with the cares of this world and this life, that we get so wrapped up that we cannot glorify you. So we're going to empty out some stuff right now. We're going to empty out that problem. We're going to empty out that concern. We're going to empty out that situation. We're going to empty out any and everything that causes us to be discombobulated in our thoughts. We're going to empty out that thing that has caused us, Father God, to be grudging. We're going to empty out that thing, Father God, that has caused us to hate one another. We're going to empty out that thing, Father God, that causes us not to be able to get past some stuff. We're going to empty it all out, God. That concern that we have in our marriages, we're going to empty it out, God. That concern that we have concerning our health, we're going to empty it out, God. That concern that we have concerning our family members, we're going to empty it out, God. That concern that we have about our friendships, we're going to empty it out, God. That concern that we have with our mothers and our fathers, we're going to empty it all out, God. That financial burden, we emptied it, you don't go see that out too. That problem and concern on our jobs, we emptying that out too. That problem and that concern, Father God, that keep lingering on in our thoughts, we're emptying ourselves, God, because we know that if we empty ourselves, God, that we'll have some room for you. And we want to make room for you, God. And we want to make room for you, Father God, because we don't keep our vehicle shut now. We don't want to keep on holding on to some stuff, Father God, that's causing us not to be pleasing in your sight. We don't want to keep holding on to some stuff, God, that's causing us, Father God, to be wayward. We don't want to keep holding on to some stuff, God, that's causing us to point the finger or wag the head at one another. We don't want to keep holding on to some stuff that's causing us to be all evil and wicked towards one another, having ill will. We want to empty out all these things on today, God. We want to give it all to you right now, God, because these things, Father God, they are succumbing us in our hearts. It's succumbing us in our minds. And if it's succumbing us, Father God, that means, Lord, we ain't got no room for you. So we want to empty out stuff. We want to release some things. We want to let go of some things. And it may be hard for us to let go of some stuff, Lord, but we want to do it on today, God. It may be hard for us to forget some things, Lord, but we want to do it on today, God. It may be a struggle for us to get past some things, but we want to do it on today, God. Because we know, Lord, that you are capable and able of fixing that thing. We know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are capable and able, Lord, to open up a thing. We know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are capable and able, Father God, to pour down these walls and these barriers that we build up. We know that you are capable and able, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to remove some things, Father God, that's been seated inside of our hearts. We know that you are able and capable, Father God, to put things in their proper positions. We know that you are able, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to put our minds on the right track towards one another. We know that you are capable and able, Father God, to uproot anything that has been planted in our hearts. We know that you are capable and able, God. He called it in your own shot now. So we're going to give it to you right now. We're going to declutter ourselves right now. It's been some stuff we've been holding on for some years. We're going to empty it and declutter it right now. It's some things that we have here called something that like I see. We're going to empty and declutter ourselves right now, God. Oh, my mind, it look go see. We don't want to enter into your presence with all this stuff going on inside of us. Because, Lord, we don't want our prayers to be a mist. We don't want our prayers to be like a vapor. So I'm asking you to touch us on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus in our hearts. Touch us this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus in our minds. Touch us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus in every situation, every concern, and every problem. Touch us right now, Father God, because we need a touch from you, God. We need a touch from you, God. I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary, God. And cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. And give us your strength and even your peace on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done in this sanctuary. Meet your people on today, Father God, even at the very threshold as they cross it. Meet your people, Father God, even in a parking lot, Father God, as they pull up to park. Meet your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and touch every situation and concern that they bring into your heart, to God. Touch any and everything, Father God, and open up the understanding of your people, God, that we will not lean to our own understanding. Give us your people, Father God, a habit of yokosia, a heart of absolutions. Give us a heart of forgiveness. Give us a heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of flesh, that any and everything that you speak, it'll stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. Give us a heart of compassion and love on today, Father God. Give us a heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will have piety towards one another and we will not speak curses over people's lives. Give us a heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't point the finger and wag the head at one another, Father God, but we will pray for one another. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to even be mindful of our own actions towards others as well as our own selves. Oh God, complete the work that you've begun in your people. Complete the work on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch each and every individual that's on the way, God. Cover them in your blood and hide them behind your cross, Father God, that they will make it safely. Oh God, touch the ones, Father God, that need to come and they simply won't. Touch them even in their hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you stir up some things. Oh God, I'm asking you to comfort your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That your will, your way, and your purpose, and your plan will be performed in their lives individually. Let them embrace their divine destinies in you, Father God, and not thinking and believing that they got it together or even they is in that place and obtained, Father God, because you said in your word that none of us have. Help us on today, Father God, that we would be and kind to one another. Fill us with the fruits of your spirit, Father God. Fill us with your love on today, Lord, that your way will be done in our lives. Let us not be so self-willed on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, raging and hostile towards one another. Give us comfort in our hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and put coals of fire on our tongue, Lord, that it'll burn up any and everything that's not like you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that as we speak, we'll speak the oracles of you, God, and that we may simply be able to reason with one another. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be listeners, God. Help us to be doers, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Itokosanadilokosia, to allow your love to abound in our hearts, God. I'm asking you to do it even now, God. He called it in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. I just want to thank God on today for simply being who he is. The Lord has been dealing with me about some things concerning us over the last few weeks. And it's a lot of times in our hearts that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that it is this way or it is that way. And it causes us to do the opposite of God's way. It's a lot of situations and conversations that we have, concerns, and even experiences that we go through that causes us to get into a place of error, not even knowing that we err. It's so many times within our hearts that we want to take the word of God and apply it to our lives to justify our actions and point the finger and wag the head. It happened even in the beginning with Adam and Eve. It's so many times that we cause our own selves to lean to our own understanding, which makes us go into a place of mental disturbance, which God does not want us to be. And so many things that occurs inside of our lives that it's hard for us to get over. It's even hard for us to get past this stuff. We do not even want to address the real issues of things. It's so many times that we may take another situation and try to apply it to the current situation, all because we don't want to face the real situation that's going on inside of our hearts. We use excuses or we try to conjure up some things that we think and believe, when in actuality it's all the plan of the enemy to divide. He want to divide us, not just spiritually from God, but he also want to divide us mentally from the word of God. I'm going to say that again. You can't do part of the book and don't do all of it, because then confusion abounds within your heart, and that'll be easy for you to point the finger or wag the head at somebody. It'll be easy for you to start judging it and walking in self-righteousness. It will become easy for you to turn and shift your countenance towards one another. It's a lot of times inside of our heart that we as people have to get into a place that we love in spite of it all. We have to love, and I'm going to say it again, it's hard. Sometimes it's hard for us to love a person that keep on doing us the same old way. Sometimes it's hard for us to love a person that won't stop doing us the same old way. Sometimes it's hard to love a person when you know that person hates you and have ill will towards you. Sometimes it's hard to love a person that you have an experience with that you have not yet came to terms with because you have not yet addressed it. Don't y'all know that they cause grudges? This is stuff that the Lord has been dealing with me about. So the first word that he gave me was grudging. He said, don't you know that grudging causes hate to start festering up in our heart? Why? So he started talking to me and giving me examples of why these grudges causes hate. These grudges causes hate because us as people and as an individual, when we go through this thing, experience this thing, or have this conversation, the grudge come by several reasons. The grudge can come because of what he said, she said, and they said, and you ain't give me a chance to say. That can cause grudge. because you're listening to everybody else, but you don't want to hear what I got to say. So they grudge towards you because I feel like you taking somebody else's side because you don't want to hear what I got to say. I feel like that you believe what everybody else say, but you don't want to hear nothing that I got to say. That could cause a grudge. It could cause a grudge when somebody do something to you and they know that they wrong and they don't even apologize. And they know that they was wrong. It could cause a grudge when you helping somebody and they don't not even appreciate it. That could cause a grudge. Because in the midst of it, that person may go and start talking about you behind your back or saying certain other things when all you meant was good. And not evil. That could cause a grudge. It could cause a grudge that you haven't experienced even in your childhood from some of your relatives or even in a marriage or even in a friendship or whatever that you never even address, but you're still thinking about it. And it make you feel some type of way every time you think about it. That's a grudge. That's holding on to some stuff. You can have a grudge with somebody when you know you have did absolutely nothing wrong. And yet they try to defame you. Or they try to make it seem like you was so wrong and pointing a finger and wagging their head. When in actuality, that one finger that they pointing at you, they need to look down because there's three more pointing at them. That could cause you to have a grudge. It could cause you to have a grudge at something that you thought about when it ain't even what you thought. It's something totally different. We're talking about the different varieties of grudges that prevents us from still loving. Wait, I ain't even got to that part yet. Liking folk. Don't y'all know that you can love somebody and not like them? Do? So I'm going to say liking because that like can easily turn into a dislike, which will cause a grudge that can shift it to hate. And God is not a God of hate. That is not. We have a tendency of thinking and believing that we're doing the right thing, saying the right thing, acting the right way, approaching the thing the right manner, and such and such and such and such. We always, as individuals, feel as if we are the victim. Let me go up here so I can see everybody. We feel like we're a victim, or even we are being victimized. Is any of that has to do with anything that God wrote in the Bible? But we apply it to our lives to make our own selves look good. Turn that back on, please. To make our own selves look good. We apply it to our lives to make our own selves believe that we are doing right when in actuality we're doing wrong. The Bible declares that the ways of a man may seemeth right unto him, but it's not. We think and believe that, yep, I got it together or I'm getting it together. And this is why we say, God's still working on me. Yeah, but is you letting him? Because he may be working on you, but is you letting him work on you? Because in the midst of you saying God ain't through with me yet and he's still working on me, you got to let him work on you when you want to talk and he's saying be quiet. You got to let him work on you when you want to be hostile when he's saying don't act unseemly, calm down. You got to let him work on you when you feel like you got to defend yourself when he said I'm your defender. We can't use that as no excuse to justify our actions because you reacted a certain way. I did this because you did that. No. You chose to do that regardless to what I did. You had a choice to do or not to do, to perform or not to perform. You had a choice to talk to me reasonably or yell. That was your choice. Because let me explain something to you. The Bible declares that we should be able to reason with one another. We should be able to talk with one another. So if you want to get your point across or you want to say something, it's fine with me. Go ahead. You ain't got to yell and scream to do it. Because if you yelling and screaming at me, then that's going to make me want to yell and scream at you. Right? It ain't going to make you, because you got a choice whether or not you... See, the next word the Lord gave me was integrity. So, even in the midst of all this commotion and all this stuff going on in your life, are you holding on to your integrity in God? Look up that word integrity. Look up that word integrity. Who got a phone? Look up that word integrity. See, we think we understand this stuff. See, integrity is holding on to it's actually self-control. Integrity is something that you hold on to morally. Integrity is something that you do not lose because somebody using. Or somebody saying something. Or somebody doing something. Integrity is something that you lifting up a standard. You holding on to something because you representing something else. See, how it said you can't let your guards down. What is integrity, baby? I can't hear you.
The quality of being honest and having a strong moral principle
is
that you refuse to change.
What? Hold on. Did I just say that? Read it again, itty bitty. And read it a little louder this time.
The quality of being honest and having the strong moral principles that you refuse to change.
I'm not going to step out of character because you out of character. I'm going to lift up a standard and I'm going to morally represent who I am in God. I'm going to be honest about it. I'm mad as all is outdoors. But I'm going to keep my composure because my integrity and my morality concerning God is a standard I gotta withhold, and not because I get shaken on my panties in a bunch. See, this is what I'm talking about. My integrity is not gonna cause me to talk about you or point the finger or wag the head all because I ain't getting my way and I'm looking for retribution. My integrity is going to be withheld because I refuse, or I choose not to change because you changed on me. We're talking about integrity that's going to help me not to have a grudging heart towards you. See, I'm just giving y'all what he done gave me now. I got to make sure that I'm still keeping my hands clean. My hands become dirty when I put them on somebody else. My hands become dirty when I speak ill will against somebody else. My hands become dirty way before that. It starts even when I start thinking ill will against somebody. See, I got to uphold my integrity because the Lord says that when I became in him, I became a new creature. So say it again. I refuse to change. I refuse to change back into what he took me from. I refuse to go back to that ramping and raging and cussing and fussing. I refuse to go back to, see, because I'm a new creature now. And I know I'm going to be tested. I know I'm going to be tried. I know these experiences going to come. I know this. But what I don't understand is that God is helping me to understand what integrity is. He said, in all your standing, stand. He said, lift up a standard for him. How can we lift up a standard for him when he made us in his image? And even though we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, he still gave us what? A free will choice. So what are you choosing to do? How are you choosing to act? What are you choosing to think? How are you choosing to react? The name of the sermon today. I don't know, I almost preached the whole sermon. Yeah. Love anyways, sincerely. It's hard to love folks sincerely when you know that they don't love you. What about them enemies? Let's start with the grudge. Let's go to James chapter 5. I'm going to start right there first. I ain't going to keep y'all on today. I ain't waiting on folk to come in. I keep telling them they better hurry up. Because I don't know what God going to do or what he going to say. But what I do know, whatever he doing, I don't want him to do it without me. And I ain't trying to miss nothing. James chapter 5. Verse 9. Grudge. That's the first word. What is a grudge? To be unwilling to give or admit. A grudge is a feeling of deep-seated resentment or ill will. It's a lingering ill will towards a person for a real or imagined wrong. Because your notions can deceive you. Your thoughts can deceive you. We're talking about grudge. He said, grudge not against one another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. And what does condemn mean? To declare to be reprehensible, wrong, or evil, usually after weighing evidence and without reservation. It's to find or pronounce guilty. It's to adjudge unfit for use or consumption. When you condemn, God can't use you. He can't. Listen. To express one's unfavorable opinion of the worth or quality of. I'm going to read the whole scripture so y'all can get it. Grudge not one against another, brother, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Talking about Jesus. Grudge not against one another, brother, lest ye be condemned. That's them three fingers pointing back at you. So you may be giving your opinion about somebody. Let me give y'all an example. They not a man of God. They were supposed to do this and they supposed to act like this and they posted it up and they posted it up. First and foremost, what we need to understand is a man and woman of God ain't the only ones in leadership. Because you, me, him, her, all of us supposed to be men and women of God, right? So, either put that finger down and put your hand in the knot or stop pointing because it's still three pointing back at you. When you get angry, or when you come into a disagreement with one another, the Bible says we're supposed to love anyways. Because love is supposed to cover a multitude of sins. So if love covers a multitude of sins, even though I disagree with you, I'm mad at you, or you did me wrong, I'm still going to love you. I'm not going to have a grudge against you because it's going to cause me to be condemned. Let me read something to y'all he told me right now. Look. When things go wrong, we tend to blame others for our miseries. Blaming others is easier than owning our own share of the responsibility, but it is both destructive and sinful. Before you judge others for their shortcomings, remember that Christ, the judge, will come to evaluate each of us. He will not let us get away with shifting the blame to others. Why do he say that? He said that because he said if you got an order against your brother or your sister, you're supposed to go to them and get that thing together. He said if they do not want to hear, you're supposed to bring a witness, somebody from the church, somebody that is spiritual, not just anybody. Because people and folk got their opinions about you concerning something that you did to them that you ain't even addressing. You ain't let go. So you have to be careful who you quote unquote confide in, baby. You got to be careful who you bring it to the. So if the Bible says that he wants us to get this thing together, that means it should be some kind of love going on in there. Now, even though I may disagree with you and you disagree with me, that don't mean I'm supposed to have a grudge because you didn't agree with me or I didn't agree with you. I don't supposed to hold that thing. What I'm supposed to do is hold on to my integrity and what? Respect your thought, your opinion, and it's okay. I can't change it. I ain't gonna even try to change it. But what I will do is give you what the Bible says. It's your choice to want to change it. Can I say integrity? It's your choice not to want to hold on to that grudge. It's your choice to want to be pleasing in the sight of God. So I'm coming to you, not for you to get pleased with me, but I'm coming to you for me so I could be pleasing in the sight of God. And I'm going to do it for real because I'm scared. I don't know about nobody else. I don't want to go to hell. I'm going to make sure that even in the midst of you attacking me, harassing me, defaming me, doing all manner of evil against me, I'm going to make sure that I'm praying that God will help you to see you. I'm not going to pray and ask, oh, get him, God. I ain't finna do that. Because where's love in that? Where's compassion and piety? The Bible says that if you see your brother or your sister overtaken in a fault, which is a shortcoming, which is an infirmity, that you're supposed to go to them so that they could be restored back into their proper position. But you're supposed to be, oh, they this and they that, and they supposed to be this and they that. No, no, no. You trying to condemn me when you actually condemning yourself, because where's your integrity? Because in me holding my integrity, I'm going to honor you. I'm going to respect you. Even though you may have a fault, even though you may have a doubt, baby, I'm going to pray with you. Come on, let's pray together. Because while I'm praying for you and your fault, please pray for me and mine. Because we all fall short. Absolutely nobody can point the finger or wag the head at anybody else, especially if you got the love of God that rests down inside of you. God says if you ain't got his kind of love, that you ain't his. I told y'all to study 1 John. It's all in there. I'm not making this stuff up. He said love is supposed to abound in the inside of us for one another. That if we got that love, it is going to cover that trespass that you did against me. It's going to cover that violation. I had to learn it the hard way because I had to forgive the folk and the people that violated me sexually when I was a kid. He had me to pray for them in their face, so that I can be free and do it from my whole heart. When I did it, he was actually, by the time I got to my car and that thing lifted up off of me, it felt like a whole weight came up off of me. Now, mind you, I'm pastoring, I'm preaching, I'm teaching, I'm doing all these different other kind of things. And I still had that grudge. I'm talking about Yvette. I ain't talking about nobody else. I'm talking about me. I still was holding on to that resentment and that ill will. I still was holding on to that thing, but I'm walking around talking about I'm healed and I'm delivered. Da, 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 da. But every time it was talked about, I either cry and can't hardly get it out, or either I get angry or can't hardly just, it just be all messed up and I be all discombobulated in the midst of it all. So I wasn't ever healed, but I thought I was. I still had that grudge going on inside of my heart, but the Lord kept on telling me, you got the love even in spite of. Now, I didn't forget all about it. I didn't pray the prayer when I was a teenager. Oh, Lord, teach me how to love people in spite of what they do to me, how they treat me, how they act, Lord. Teach me how to, I'm steady. I forgot all about that, but I'm madder than all outdoors because I'm in the midst of this experience. And I forgot all about it. Not only did I forget about it, I ain't trying to love on them. Because that's my enemy right now. That the name of the sermon, love anyways, sincerely. Now, let me prove to y'all what the Lord said. I read y'all James about that grudging, right? Let's go to Matthew's chapter 5. See, a lot of us still living in the Old Testament. An eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. You do it to me, I do it to you. However you treat me, that's how I'm going to treat you. That, the Bible declares that Jesus came to fulfill them scriptures, that we would not have so much sin and hate and bitterness and grudginess going on inside of our hearts and our minds, regardless to what is happening. We should be able to come into agreement even if we disagree. I agree with you. And your agreement, you agree with, and even if I disagree with your viewpoint or how you perceive it, I'm still good. That don't mean I'm going to stop talking to you. That don't mean I'm going to go out there and start trying to make people look at you a different kind of way because I'm mad. That don't mean I'm going to try to recruit other people to feel the same way about you because I feel like that. That don't mean that I'm going to lose my integrity because, again, all of us is what? Men and women of God. Supposed to be anyway. So even if that person ain't doing the book, I'm going to do the book and I'm going to pray with them and I'm not going to pray against them. Whoop, there it is. Because a lot of people go to God and they praying a prayer that God ain't even hearing. Because Jesus ain't letting that prayer or resentment pass him to even go into the ears of God. Y'all got to remember he's our mediator. Okay? Why is he a mediator? Because he know we all messed up. And we are a hot mess. A deliosha of a mess. He know that. Listen to this. It ain't easy to do this, y'all. Matthew 5, chapter 43. It's Jesus talking. Ye have heard that it have been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. What is love? It's unselfish, loyal, and benevolent concern for the good of another. It's the fatherly concern of God for humankind. It's to hold somebody dear. It's to feel passion, devotion, or tenderness for. It's a feeling of strong or constant regard for and dedication to someone. It's positive regard for someone or something. Now that's what Webster said it is. But 1 Corinthians chapter 13 tells y'all what love is for real, for real. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 through 13. We'll probably talk about a little bit of that. Because I keep telling y'all, I don't care how much you speak in tongues, how much you pray, how much you fast, whatever you do. Baby, if love is not resting in the inside, all that stuff that you're doing don't mean absolutely nothing. It means nothing. So please stop thinking and believing that you're tearing down something when you are the only one that's being torn down within your own heart because of the hardness of it. I'm going to say that again. Please stop thinking and believing that you in warfare because you against somebody when in actuality you warn against your own thoughts. Let me say it in another way. Please be still and know who God is. Please. You ain't got to tear nobody down because you down. You ain't got to try to speak some things or say some things to people because you feel some type of way or because you feeling some type of way. You ain't got to act a certain type of way or do a certain type of thing to get your point across. Who are you? Because God says he's the judge. He say he's the avenger. You ain't got to try to fight your own battle because it ain't yours anyway. You ain't fighting against them. How many times have I told y'all about a fight in a battle? When you fighting somebody, baby, you come out with wounds, scars. You come out with something that hurt real bad from them saying some things to you or doing some things to you or acting. And it's hard for that fight to turn into peace because you fighting. But when you battle, it's only two things that's going to happen. Either you're going to live or you're going to die. You're going to kill or you're going to be killed. That battle ain't yours. Let God be God and you stop being you. Let's go to the book. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. Ye have heard that it have been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. What is bless? Do y'all know what bless is? Bless is to invoke divine care for. So, the Bible says, bless them that curse. You're supposed to care for some folk that's cursing you. What is a curse? It's evil or misfortune that comes as if in response to retribution. It's to use profane, insolent language against someone. It's to utter imprecations. It's to cause persistent suffering to. It's to use indecent, offensive, profane, obscene language at or about someone. It's a disrespectful or indecent word or expression about or towards someone. That's when you curse somebody. A curse is ill will against somebody. So the Bible says, bless them that curse you. So you're supposed to care for those folk that don't care for you. What is to bless? It's to speak well of. So you're going to bless your enemies, right? You're going to speak well of them and they're not speaking well to you or against you. How easy is that? He say, bless them. Speak well about that person. To bless is to confer prosperity or happiness upon. So even though they cursing you and wish you ill will, you supposed to still bless them and speak prosperity over their life. To furnish freely or naturally with power, quality, or attributes. When to bless somebody, you supposed to, you. How easy is it to be kind to somebody? When they evil towards you. You supposed to bless them even in spite of. Look, this is what the Bible says. I ain't make this up. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Love that person that you know is your enemy. Y'all heard that song, it's a thin line between love and hate. Y'all better believe that. It's a thin line between love and hate. You love a person 1 minute and hate them the next. And it could very well happen through an action. I'm going to use myself as an example again. I love my kids' father. I loved him so much. Pay attention to what I'm saying. I loved him so much. And so it did not matter what he did or how he did it to me. And he used to beat me up. Every mark that I got on my face or whatever, it came from him. Every bone that ever got broken in my body, he did it. Any and everything that he beat me one time across my back with a steel folding chair, and I was 8 months pregnant, and I had my daughter a whole month early. So they say love covers the multitude of sins, right? It did, because I kept forgiving him. It did. But was it really love? Was I really loving him or was he really loving me? Because he kept saying that he wasn't going to do it again. So in an instant, my love turned to hate. And I was grudgy. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to kill this nigga. I'm going to wait till he's going to go. He's so comfortable with kicking me all upside my head and beating me. So he feel like he's going to go to sleep because he don't think I'm going to do nothing. But I'm going to show him. It's all okay. See, as I went through all that stuff, I still had compassion. Couldn't do it. He tried to kill me 3 different times. I told y'all so many different stories. For real, for real. So, when I was on my, when the Lord told me to come down here, he flashed my whole life across my face. And I was like, well, Lord, why didn't it? He said, because I was teaching you what you prayed for. I was showing you some of my attributes. Because in actuality, we abuse him. We're not loyal to him. We ain't faithful to him. We curse him, don't we? Do we bless him? No, I won't bless him all the time. So what are we doing? See, we may not understand why we got to go through this stuff, but what we do know is God is a God of love. So we got to love anyways, sincerely. It can't be sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. Why can't I just love you even though I'm mad at you? Because in the midst of me loving you from my heart, and even though I'm mad at you, let me tell you what that love gonna do. That love gonna make me want to come to you and try to get it together. That love is gonna make me want to have peace with you. That love is gonna make me want to help you to see you ain't gotta be like that. I ain't gotta be like that. This is the kind of love that God wants us to have for one another. We got the love anyways. Listen to this. He said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So when people get to persecute you, they harassing you. It's to harass or punish in a manner designed to injure, grieve, or afflict. It's to disturb the peace of mind of someone, especially by repeated disagreeable acts. They persecuting you. So is you still going to love that person that's persecuting you or doing in you all manner of evil, all that stuff? It's hard. So why we can't just be honest and true about it? Lord, help me. Look, this is what he said. I'm going to read straight through it. Ye have heard that it have been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. So in other words, what is God telling you? He said, because you mad at that person you ain't going to talk to, I ain't got nothing to say to them. So y'all see each other in the store and you ducking and hiding because you don't want to say nothing. Or because I done did it before. Now I'm still talking about you then. What is it? Why is it not so easy for you to say, hey, how you doing? And they look at you like you crazy and keep walking. People done did me like that. But what am I going to do? I'm going to hold on to my integrity in God. I'm not going to be, you know what? I saw such and such in the store and they ain't even say nothing to me. And I was even saying something to them. That's speaking ill will too. Because that's giving you opinion about what that person didn't do and what you thought they should do. Keep your opinions to yourself. Because you cannot change a person and neither can you make a person see your viewpoint. So ain't no sense you even get mad at them because they don't even see your viewpoint. Pray for them. The Bible say bless them. He say don't curse them. He say pray for them. He say love on them. Love your enemies. Love that person that you know hate you. Love them anyway. Because God is a God of love. It does not matter. Don't you know when you being kind to somebody who being wicked and evil unto you, that you even cause a fight on their head? They burning up their own selves. While they trying to condemn you, you just hold on to your integrity. You do not throw fuel on the fire. Please don't throw no fuel on the fire. Because guess what? Then your hands is dirty. You make sure that you keep yourself right in the sight of God, your thoughts right. And if by chance it's hard for you, say, Lord, help me. Because I want to be pleasing in your sight. Why is he talking about all this love and all this forgiveness? Because this is the last month of the year. We're not taking none of that stuff with us into the new year. Because guess what? I want the Lord to keep blessing me. I want the Lord to keep doing what he say he gonna do inside of me. I don't care what nobody else think about me. You can say all manner of evil against me, about me. Well, guess what, boo? Keep on introducing me. It's good. I'm not even mad at you. I'm not mad at you, but I want to have an image of Jesus inside of me. Lord, help them, because they really don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. Why? They know what they're doing. They do know what they're doing. Yeah, they know what they're doing. They just don't know what it's going to cause. They know what they're doing because they think they're doing something right. Because I don't have to get my point across by screaming and yelling and speaking wicked and evil and holding on to grudges. I'm not holding on to any grudges. Yellow sheets of paper and red pen. Anybody that you got a grudge against or came across or did something to you or made you feel some type of way, or anybody that makes you, it's hard for you to forgive them, I want y'all to write that person name down, write that stuff down, and let it go today. Don't hold on to these things, because these things is going to prevent you from being pleasing in the sight of God. The Bible declares that if your ways please him, he's not going to withhold no good thing from you. So he's not going to prevent anything good from happening to you if your ways please him. Your ways is not going to please him if you grudging. Your ways is not going to please him if you walking around bitter, cursing folk, talking about people. The fact, them ain't the ways of God. God ain't got absolutely nothing to do with that. You cannot point the finger or wag the head at absolutely nobody, because we all fall short. We all have infirmities. We all have some things that we need to be praying about. I'm not gonna talk about your baby. I'm gonna pray with you. I'm not gonna pray about your baby. I'm gonna pray for you. It is a difference. We got to learn how to activate some things inside of us that God wants to perfect. He cannot perfect these things inside of us if we do not allow him to. He cannot regulate our minds when our minds is being regulated by revenge, by evil, by wickedness, by cursing. No, that God ain't got nothing to do with that, y'all. He don't. God is a God of love. If it's hard for you to forgive, write it down. Lord, give me a heart of absolutions that I would be able to forgive. Now, in the midst of you praying and writing down all these things, just know you're going to have some challenges. You're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. Keep your integrity and hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to it. Because whether you believe it or not, people will change on you. Folk will switch up, baby, and you will be standing there with your mouth hanging open like, oh, what? Well, what happened? What? Oh, why they did? Oh, they supposed to love me. Or they said they love. Nah, remove them conditions, because let me tell you something. It's a lot of times that it's some seeds that's been planted down in the inside of us, even from our childhood, that it causes us not to even love, but it causes us not to even know how to accept love when it's real. We can't recognize it. We do not even know how to receive it. Everybody do not know and have not come into the fullness of God. So how can they even know how to love you the way you desire them to? I desire to be loved, and everybody else do too. That's the one thing everybody in the whole wide world got in common. We want to just be loved. For real. I'm going to say it again. We may have all different preferences. We may have all different precepts. We may have even all different thoughts. But the one thing that we all have that's the same and in common is we all just want to be loved, what? For real. And we want to be loved for who we are. I want you to love me even though I got a fault. I want you to love me even though I can't do it the way you want me to, but I want you to help me to get it right. I want you to love me even though you mad at me. I want you to love me so that you ain't got no opinion about me, but you love me. Even though you think in some type of way about me, I want you to still love me. I ain't the only one I know that just want to simply be loved for me. I may not be perfect, but I want, because ain't nobody perfect, but I want you to love me even in my imperfection. Don't try to hold it against me, because I'm not living up to your standards. But I'm living up to the standards of God, and I'm holding on to my integrity. So your standards don't matter, and I'm not going to allow it to shape me and stop me from loving you. I'm not going to allow absolutely nothing to prevent me from loving you. Why? Because God is love. And if God dwells in me, then I got some kind of love inside of me. And if his love abiding inside of me, then yes, I'm going to forgive your multitude of sins against me. Yes, I'm going to be able to get past that thing. Yes, it's going to be easy for me to be sincere and pure-hearted towards you. Why? Because God dwells in me. And if God dwells in me, I got some kind of love going on inside of me. And therefore, I'm going to lift up a standard and hold on to my integrity. Did y'all get that today? Did y'all get that today? Don't y'all know how powerful love is? Love holds some kind of power. Think about it. Love comes among two to say, look, let's go to it. Let's go to it. Yeah, I'm telling y'all. Love holds some power, y'all. Is in Corinthians. Love holds some power, y'all. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The Bible calls it charity, which is love. Okay? Love holds some kind of power. I'm gonna sum it all up and I'm gonna make it quick. This is what the Bible says. Though I speak with the tongues of men, that's a heavenly language speaking, the tongue I'm speaking now, English, and of angels, that's a heavenly language, and have not charity, I'm going to say love because that's what it is. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. So it don't matter how many tongues I speak in. It don't matter how much knowledge or wisdom I think I got. If I ain't got no love in the midst of that y'all know what a sounding brass is or a tinkling cymbal? When you clap the things together and then it just fade away. It's like a little echo and then it just go away. It's nothing. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I have nothing. So in other words, these are, don't y'all know that these are the 9 gifts of the Spirit? There are 9 gifts of the Spirit. The gift of healing, the gift of miracles, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, the prophetic. It goes on and on. It's telling you the gift of faith, it's telling you, but if you ain't got love and you got all these gifts, I don't care how many gifts you got. If you ain't got love in the midst of it, it is nothing. It said, I am nothing. And though I bestow all goods to feed the poor, I don't care how many people you have. And though I give my body to be burned, I don't care how much you sacrifice. And I have not love, it profit me nothing. Love suffers long. So you're going to be persecuted, baby. People going to talk about you. You're going to be in a situation that you want to get out of and you can't, baby. You suffering. You're going to be in a place of... The Bible says love suffers long. Y'all better think about Jesus. Oh, I don't want to get ahead of myself. See, we're talking about that kind of love that is not going to separate none. Listen to this. Love envieth not. I'm not going to envy you. I'm not going to hate you. I'm not going to resent you. I'm not... Love bumpeth not itself and it's not puffed up. I ain't going to be prideful. I ain't going to act like I'm better than you. I ain't going to win up. How many times somebody has said something to you and you be like, oh, I don't even want it. That's puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. They were that integrity right there, ain't it? I ain't finna be screaming and hollering and yelling and talking about you and acting some type of way. It seeketh not my own. I ain't finna seek my own intentions and hidden motives. I'm not easily provoked and I'm not gonna think no evil. So I'm not gonna be easily moved, dog, because you ranting and raving like a big old fool. I'm just gonna stand there and look at you and I'm gonna be begging and pleading for you to calm down and just let come on now. I'm not going to be easy, and I'm not going to be thinking evil against you all because I'm mad. I'm not going to rejoice when something happened bad to you, but I'm going to rejoice in the truth of the matter. I'm going to bear all things, believe in all things, hoping in all things, and I'm going to endure all things. Love never fails, but whether there be prophecies, there shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be not, so in other words, whether there be tongues, they shall cease. So guess what? Let that tongue keep on moving negative against you. It's going to shut up sooner or later. Did y'all hear? Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come. Come on, y'all. Then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So why are you acting like a kid? Why are you thinking like a kid? Because what kids do? They have tantrums. They scream, they holler, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. We don't want to look at that reflection. I told y'all about that. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. So yeah, that foolishness is going to be exposed. What you think you know. And now about a faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. So what is the greatest of? Let me tell you something. God sent his son Jesus down here out of love. He loved us so much that he had a passionate love towards us. He says the royal commandment is that we not just love God, but we also love one another as we love. If you don't love somebody as you love yourself and you love yourself, you may stand your little tail up in that mirror and say, oh, I don't love me and I don't know how to love me. Yes, you do, because you feed yourself, you love you. You dress yourself, you love you. You go to work to get money, you love you. Stop saying you don't love you and you hate you. You may not like the way you look or like the way you this or like that, but let me tell y'all something about love. Love has so much power that it'll help you to forgive the unforgivable and accept the unacceptable. Love will help you to respect the person who disrespects you. This is that integrity in God. Love will put you somewhere, baby, that'll have you raised up when everybody else trying to pull you down. The love that you have abounding inside of you through God, when other people is trying to condemn you, baby, it'll rise up above that condemnation and it'll make them look bad. We ain't talking about the kind of love that'll close somebody's mouth. We talking about the kind of love that'll have you turn the other cheek. We talking about the kind of love, baby, that when somebody hits you, you won't even hit them back. Say, God working on me. He working on me, ain't he? Yeah, in the midst of him working on you, you got to let him work in you. How easy is it to love somebody that keeps stealing from you? How easy is it for you to love somebody that keeps defaming you or hurting you intentionally? How about antagonizing you? Because don't y'all know you can antagonize somebody and not even be talking to them? You can antagonize them just by looking. So Lord, help us today to love anyways sincerely. How do we love sincerely? What is sincere? Marked by genuineness or truth. It's free from any intent to deceive or impress others. It's free from dissimulation, so to be honest. It's free from adulteration as to be pure. How do we love sincere? You can only love sincere out of honesty, truth, and purity. I just read it. And the only way that you can love is to be true about it. How can you be true about it? Facing that enemy. You coming to terms with some things. That's being true. Because if we don't get it all out and go, don't release it, then we holding on to that grudge, which is turning into, hey, am I right or wrong? That grudge is what causes us to hate because of people do a certain thing or do. You supposed to, baby, even when you break up in a relationship, still love that person. You may not be in love with them, but still love them. Still pray for them. And that could be an intimate relationship. It could be a friendship. It could be a ship. Any kind of ship. For real. When you hear something going on about that person, you're supposed to have love in your heart. So until you be like, you know what? I pray they okay. Is they okay? Yeah. It's the, even though my sister hate me and she done blocked me and she ain't tell me, you know, nothing about my mama's funeral or anything. I would not have even known they cremated my mama's body unless she, and if the family member had not told me. I was not invited to anything. A year later, it wasn't even a year later. I want to say maybe 8 months later, her son got killed. And I kept trying to call my sister. I kept, because I had raised that boy. But not only that, I felt so bad for my sister to lose her firstborn kid to a tragic, violent death. When he got shot in his head and a bullet ricocheted and came out through his neck when he was 16 years old and survived. But he gets shot in the leg and died. And he was 30-some years old. I felt so bad for. I kept trying to call and send messages, going through calling family members and all this. And she told him, don't give her my new number. I don't want to hear nothing. I want to support. I want it. You my sister, baby. We got the same mom. I want to be there, baby. Love will help you to not have that grudge, whereas you don't want to even talk to a person, even in the midst of your misery and sorrow. What? That's grudge, that's hate, that's bitterness, that's not God, y'all. God ain't got absolutely nothing to do with division. Because if he did, he would not have sent his son that we may be able to be reconciled to him. If God was a God of division, he wouldn't say go to each other and get it together. He wouldn't told us not to have a grudge in heart. He wouldn't tell us to forgive 70 times, 70 times, 7. If God was a God of division, he would not tell us to confess our faults to one another. He would not tell us to pray for one another. He would not told us to bless our enemies. He would not told us to help our enemies. God is not a God of division. God ain't got nothing to do with foolishness. He just don't. The name of the sermon is love anyways, sincerely. And if by chance it's something or somebody who, I wouldn't care who it is or what it is. Please release that stuff today. Write it down on a yellow sheet of paper. Put that stuff on the altar and leave it here. When you leaving up out of here, you try to reconcile with individuals. And if by chance they don't want to, you did your part. You just keep loving them even though they are not loving you. I don't care if it's your mama, your pop, your sister, your brother, your father. I wouldn't care if it's your enemy, your foe. I wouldn't give a rat's tail who it is. Love anyways, please. Because that's how we get attention from God. That's how we get attention. He say, if your ways please me, I wouldn't withhold no good thing. He not gonna, you could get any and everything you want from God. Did y'all hear what I say? Mess around and allow love to abound in your heart, which is God. You mess around and love out of a pure heart, and you watch God. Baby, he's going to be smacking you all upside your head with stuff, with favor, with hope. Because what you sow, that shall you reap. The more you love, the more love you're going to get. And everybody want to be loved. I know I do. He said that if your ways please him, guess what? This is a good one. This is my favorite scripture, one of them anyway. That he would even make your enemies at peace with you. So he said, love your enemies. Bless them. And guess what? That same person going to be coming back being at peace with you. It's okay. Love anyways. Love is what holds power, y'all. Love holds power. And this is why a lot of times your ex or that old friendship or that old people come back to you and say, you know what? Ain't nobody never do me like you. And, yeah. Or you know what? You was a real friend and I did it. I know it ain't gonna ever be the same again. You know? People don't recognize sincere love until it's too late. But even in that, still love them. Don't say, now that's what you get. You lost my game. Okay. Yep. No, it ain't gonna ever be the same. No, because just because it ain't the same again, our friendship will never be the same. It does not mean I don't love you. I love you still. I just understand boundaries. I understand boundaries. Boundaries does not mean I don't like you. It just means I cannot step into certain territories with you. You understand what I'm saying? Because those territories was violated. And because it was violated, I confess I need God to help me not to hold it against you. That's being true and honest. It does not mean I ain't trying and that I don't love you and I sure can't be fake. I'm not faking it till I make it, baby. I want to make it without faking it. I gotta be real. I gotta be true. When God love abounds inside of you, guess what happens when people come against you? You get to feeling sorry for them. You get sad for them. Please understand, misery loves company. They're going to antagonize you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to try to speak evil against you. They're going to try to make you mad because they mad. Baby, when y'all come in contact with each other, baby, they may be hostile or volatile, or they get to screaming and hollering at, all because they're upset. They want you to do the same thing. You could just turn around and walk away. Let them dip. Walk right on past them. Who are you talking to? I'm talking to you. Okay. Now I'm moving right on along. Holler with yourself. Talk to yourself. I'm not entertaining foolishness. I'm not going to allow the words that you speak to me and over me to affect me and my relationship with God. I'm going to say that again. I'm not going to allow what you say to me, against me, about me, whether it's to me or to somebody else, to prevent me from seeing his face without a spot or a wrinkle. I'm not going to be, why? Because I'm not easily provoked because I got love in me. I just met him. You can't move me that easy. You just want me to, this person was just antagonizing me and just talking. And I just had to, I let them talk. And when they finished, I said, why you mad? Because I ain't. You mad because I'm not mad. Bless your heart, baby. Let's pray. I don't want to pray with you. Okay, well, I'm going to pray with you, for you. I didn't. Just pray, y'all. Because it ain't easy. It's not easy, and that's real talk. But when you honest about it and you ask God, help me, Lord. Please help me, God, because I want to be pleased. Guess what? You're going to have them challenges, them trials, them tests. All that stuff is going to come. But you hold on to your integrity, baby. Because this battle ain't even yours. The enemy wants you to be divided in your mind from the word of God. Because he said, be renewed in your mind, right? So you're not going to think the old way. He said you become a new creature. So old things are passed away. You're not going to act your old way. Because if you did, you're going to wind up in jail or hell. I'm going to talk about it there. I ain't going back to jail, y'all. Oh, if I can help you. And I sure don't want to go to hell. Because that's, I don't like to get burnt when even I'm cooking. That's why I used to be a smoker. And when them seeds be popping and it burned me down, I ain't like that. I'm just for real. Know how you light a cigarette and then you get a hot box and you try to put it out and then that fire thing? I ain't like that. Yeah, she like, you know about them hot boxes? 5 days long. I'm just saying. For real, for real. Let's just love, you guys. Let's write all this stuff down because it's praying time. Anything that's in your heart and your mind, anything that you're still holding on to that you couldn't get past, anybody that offended you, anybody that stepped on your toes, made you feel some type of way, and you still haven't forgiven them in their heart, write that stuff down and just be honest. Did everybody write their name down and say, Lord, help me to forgive? Because forgiveness is what rewards love. And when you got love down inside of you, it's going to cover a whole bunch of stuff that people do and say to you and about you. And it's okay because God is love. Write this stuff down and put it on the altar. And as you put it on the altar, please stay up on the altar and start praying for yourself. Because we all need him to take away something out of our hearts, our minds, out of our thoughts, and out of our bodies. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take it all away, God. It's so much stuff that we keep harboring. It's so much stuff that we're still holding on to. It's so much stuff that we need to release and just let go. We need to allow our minds and our thoughts to be purified, that we may have sincere thoughts about one another. It may be hard to forgive, but we have to try. Release this stuff unto the Lord and just ask Him to help you for real. Because if nothing else, we all simply want to be loved. We do. We want to be loved. I want to be loved. You, me, him, her, they, we. All of us. And we want to be loved sincerely. We want to be loved for real, for real. Help us, Lord. Help us to love one another, God, that we may be able to commune with one another. Help us to love one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to reason with one another. Help us to love one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be walking around pointing a finger and wagging a head at one another. Help us to love for real, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it will cover the multitude of sins and all this stuff that's going on inside of our hearts and our mind, from past hurts, from experiences, from our opinions, from our thoughts, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to love even that person that abused us and used us, Father God, and they despitefully speak all manner of evil against us. Help us to love, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in spite of it all. Help us to love anyways, Lord, because we want to be pleasing in your sight, Lord. Help us, Father God, to love, Father God, even in the midst of it all. Because there's so many things, so many situations, and so many concerns, Father God, that happen in our lives. And when these things happen inside of our lives, Lord, we have a tendency of holding on to some of this stuff, and we just simply won't let us go. Help us, Father God, to help to let it go, Lord, that we will be free in our mind and even in our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not point the finger and wag the head at one another. Help us to forgive on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that love can rest, rule, and abide within our hearts, body, mind, and our souls, Lord, and that we will not be thinking or even speaking all manner of evil against one another. Help us to love on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll approach a matter, Father God, with integrity and in peace. Help us to love on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in spite of it all, Lord, because it's so many things, Father God, that we still have not addressed. It's so many things, Father God, that we still have our own opinions about, Father God. It's so many things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we try to camouflage with one thing when in actuality it's another, Lord. Help us to be true. Help us to be pure. Help us to be honest. Sanctify our thoughts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can be holy and righteous towards one another, God. And that we may choose to hold on to our integrity, not acting unseemly, Lord. Give us the love and the charity that we need down in the inside of our hearts, Father God, that we won't easily point the finger or wag the head, Father, pulling out the shortcomings and the faults of everybody else. Lord, help us to love even in the midst of the faults of others, Father God. Help us to love, Father God, even in the midst of our own faults, Lord. Help us to love, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not be in a place or even go to a place, God, that we would be grudging and resentful towards one another. Remove any envying out of our hearts and that hidden resentment, Father God. Help us to be true, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we release all these things unto you, Father God. And help us to love and forgive for real, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't keep on holding on to these old hurts and these old experiences, God. Help us not to redirect these things towards one another, Father God, and taking it out on a person, God, that done any local seed that is not even responsible for this hurt. Lord, help us to face these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not continue to harbor them and treasure them, Father God, that causes us not to be pleasing in your sight, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, to reconsider our own ways, our own actions towards one another, Lord, and sever and uproot that opinionistic spirit, Father. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to even dig deep down in inside of our own selves, Father God, and help us, Father God, to even forgive our own selves and remove any regrets that we may have, Father God, into thinking and believing that we shouldn't have did this and we shouldn't have did that for this person or that person, God, that we will not go into a place of unforgiveness, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we need you, Lord. We do not want to miss it, Father God. We do not want to miss you, Lord. So we asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we cannot do it on our own. It's hard for us, Father God, in it, to let go of these things, God. It's hard for us, Father God, to release these things, Lord. It's just hard for us, Father God. So we need your help on today, Father God. Help us not to run, Father God. Help us not to defame one another, Lord. Help us, Father God, not to resent, Lord. I'm asking you to uproot all these things on today, Father God, even in your course, and remove the offenses that causes us to be offended. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be divided towards one another, Lord, because you are a God of reconciliation. Help us to come together, Father God, and be on one accord and one man, Father, because you say we were joined together and impacted, Father. We cannot say we don't need one another, Father God, because we all need one another. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to pray for one another out of a sincere heart, out of a pure heart. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be so unseemly towards one another, Father God. Help us to be kind and pleasant towards one another, God. And not so easily provoked, Father God, even in the midst of it all. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we shake all this stuff down at your feet, as we leave all these things down at your altar. Oh God, we giving it all to you right now because we don't want to take it back with us, God. You said that we are new creatures in you, God. We need you on today, God. We don't want to act our old ways or fall victim back into the same acts. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to even recognize our own air. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to love out of a pure heart. Uproot all those things, Lord, because you said in your word that if there's anything that you planted and it is not of you, it will be uprooted. Uproot it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be okosana, that we will have a calmness towards one another. Oh God, as I stand in the gap for every nation, every tongue, every religion, and every nationality, let us not be so easily moved, God. Let us not be so easily moved, Lord, when things are said and even done towards us. But let us come together collectively, Father God, in love, in purity, and in honesty. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated if you want to. Please remember, you guys, just love. Please love one another. Even in spite of it all. It may be sometimes that it may be hard for you to love or hard for you to get past. Now's the time to leave all those things right here at this altar. Please don't take it back with you. It's some things that's deep seated down in the inside of us that we need to uproot and simply leave it right here in this sanctuary. Please don't take it back with you. I know y'all was expecting me to be running and hollering through here today, but the Lord wanted to talk to us about love. This is the last month of the year, and he wants us not to take any of these things until our new. It's a newness that's going to take place. It's a newness that's going to take place in our mind and our heart because we chose to live for God. We chose to change. So it's some things that he got to uproot out of us. So every time you come in here, I shouldn't have to tell you to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want y'all to write that stuff down. I want y'all to put it on the altar. I want y'all to leave it right here because my desire is that any and everybody that ever crossed my path, any and everybody I ever came in contact with, any and everybody that the Lord allowed to be in my life, I wish that you prosper even as your soul prosper and you be in good health. That's my desire for everybody. So please, y'all, no more grudging, no more holding on to stuff. And it ain't easy to get rid of it, so you got to ask God to help you. And be true and be honest. If you need to face and address some stuff with that individual, do it. If y'all still can't come in agreement, still don't be grudging and don't be mad. Y'all just disagreeing to agree that you disagree. That don't mean you gotta stop talking. What did I read today? The Bible said you only salute the people that you like. What is that? That ain't got anything to do with God. God is a God of love. God is a God of unity. God is a God of peace. God is a God that he wants us all to love one another and be at peace with one another. This is why he say the things that he say. God is love, y'all. Did y'all hear me? God is love. And if God's love abides inside of you, you can't help but to love somebody else. Did y'all hear me? I love you guys on today. And I pray and hope that I said something on today that'll help you to not hold no grudge, to not be angry, and to not be mad at a thought or something that occurred in your life. Because some people done went to their grave and we still trying to figure out, well, why would they do that and how? And it causes a grudge to be inside of our heart, even though we love them. But would that love even remove that grudge? We got to allow love to do some things for us. Are y'all following me today? Come on, you guys. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. I thank God for his word on today. And the name of the sermon is Love Anyways, Sincerely. And it ain't going to be easy. I love you guys to bits and pieces. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. But I wanted to make an announcement to you guys today. Y'all know every year we for the Women's Forum, we go on a women's retreat, and it's coming if it's the Lord's will. It'll be our fourth annual women's retreat in 2025, and it's in the month of May. To make it easier for everybody, we usually make payments, you know, instead of all at one time. The total cost of the trip is $550. It's a non-refundable deposit of $150, but you can make payments on all this stuff up until that time. And I be trying to do it in the early part of December so that, you know, the people could sign up and it'll keep them in their mind. I tried to make a reminder last year and the year before and the year. It just was awesome. God is doing some things in our lives. And I tell you, us as women, we need to be revived, refreshed, renewed, especially as mothers. It's that we, so y'all please, consider going. I got a sign up sheet up here if you consider going. And you got until now, until I think it's like a month before the function. I wanted to get bigger and bigger every year. Last year was just, God is moving, you guys, and he doing some things inside of our lives. Remember what the Lord had me to preach on today, y'all. Please. Y'all know Friday, we got breakthrough service. It started at 7 o'clock. Prayer started at 6. Tuesday teaching is on Tuesday, and it starts at 7. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Know that I love you, and so do Jesus. Again, know that God is God, you guys. And don't allow situations or circumstances or even language and mouths and stuff that's being said or done towards you to alter you from holding on to your integrity in God and to love. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. We're going to get you some envelopes. Would you pass out some envelopes, please? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's some people that gave me their tithes and their offering during the week. Make sure that I put that in there. Thank you, Jesus. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that a thing is not going to change or that it's not going to ever get better. But I'm here to tell you on today, it gets greater later. That it does. I want y'all to keep pressing and keep enduring. Remember what love is. Love anyways, y'all, sincerely. In spite of it all. Please. Because it love anyways. Because it's just good too. It's just good too.